Back on the Fan, Beningo and Robinson, the midday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Joining us right now, number 27 of the Rangers, Ryan McDonough. Of course, they lead their opening round, best of seven against the Flyers, 2-1. Game four coming up tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Ryan, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Great. How are you feeling physically right now, Ryan? You feel 100%?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling great. It's, just getting a few games back here and starting to feel like myself every time here. And obviously, the playoffs, there's no time to rest. And every game is pretty intense. So you got to make sure you're taking care of your body off the ice.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you guys come out, you win game one, 4-1. That penalty, that double minor that really got you the two goals to kind of put that game away. But, you had the 2-0 lead on Sunday, and then it really just seemed to completely go the other way. And it looked like it was going to happen again in game three, Ryan. You guys jump out to that 2-0 lead. Then Philly gets that goal late in the first period. All the momentum's on their side. You guys survived that first period. How about that? I mean, how did you get it back going into the second period in game three?
Well, obviously, in game two, I think it got away from us defensively. And you know, something we talked about the couple days leading up to game three. And is, obviously when the puck wasn't going in, we kind of lost track defensively. But, you know, there in game three, we really just bared down, had to, win the game in a different style. You know, spent a lot of time in our zone, which we don't like to do. But, you know, we stayed in good position and blocked a ton of shots. And, in reality, found a way to win a hockey game a little bit different than we have down the stretch here, but that's a sign of a good team is finding different ways to win games.
You missed about 2 weeks at the end of the year. Is it difficult getting back in a game shape, especially with that first game back being a postseason game, a little bit different than the regular season?
Not necessarily game shape where, you feel like you're tired out there on the ice. It's just, obviously the speed of the game picks up a ton in the playoffs, so things are happening quicker. You got to have the puck off your stick quicker, and you got to keep your keep your reads sharp and everything, because guys are flying around out there trying to hit you and stuff too. So it's just a matter of getting mentally in the thick of the game and getting yourself in a rhythm.
Talking to Ryan McDonough of the Rangers, they get ready for their game four tomorrow night in Philly against the Flyers. It was interesting. I thought one of the big keys to winning game three, you guys did a great job in the penalty kill, which you've really done for the most part this year. You've had a lot of shorthanded goals in that whole deal. But I almost thought Tortorella was still coaching the team. You mentioned it, all the block shots. I mean, that was a staple of this team the last couple of years under Tortorella, and you guys certainly blocked a ton of them, especially on those power plays in game three. How about that, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we probably spent a little bit too much time on the kill than we'd like to.
Right.
And, the guys that kill penalties take a lot of pride in being sound there. And you block a shot, the whole team gets excited and takes note of that. It kind of generates a little momentum for you if you kill a penalty off in the fashion that we did there in game three. But, in reality, we don't want to spend a lot of time in the penalty box. But if we do, we trust our guys that have to kill it off and can get the job done for us.
Claude Giroux didn't get his first shot on goal until game three. How have you guys been able to do such a great job containing him in this series?
Obviously, there's going to be different moments where different guys are going to be out there against him. You just got to really just be aware of him on the ice. That line's pretty quick. And obviously he's the offensive catalyst on that line, real creative, can shoot and score, but also, great passer and playmaker. So in reality, you've got to, try and keep the puck and him in front of you at all times, because they really like to take some chances, and you just got to maintain a good gap, keep your head on a swivel, and just know where he's at all times.
How about what we saw from Carcillo in game three? I mean, he was a healthy scratch for the first two games, Ryan, and boy, I tell you, he scores that goal right out of the penalty box to kind of put the game away in the third period, but I thought he was a factor throughout. I know he took a couple penalties, but I thought he was a factor right from the get-go. How about Carcillo the other night?
He's been, a great addition to our team, something that we definitely we're lacking as far as a physical player that can also create, score some big goals, a feisty guy that can get under, the other guy's skin. And, here in game three, he gets a chance and he seizes the opportunity for sure. Just does what he's done all along, plays a feisty game. Obviously, like you say, he took a couple penalties, but, I don't think he agreed with one of them for sure. And you know, we're willing to live with a couple of those because the way he plays and what it does to the other team. So, and then obviously when he chips in with a goal like that, you know, you can't help but be excited for the guy because, you know, he puts in so much of the dirty work and grinding style to his game there. It's great to see him get rewarded.
We're talking to Ryan McDonough of the Rangers, who have a 2-1 series lead, game four back in Philadelphia. It seems like this series has gotten a little chippier as it's gone on. We saw the Haglund-Voracek fight in game three. Do you sense that the Flyers are trying in any way to get under your guys' skin? Do you sense that at all from them?
I think they're trying. I think we're doing it too at the right points in the game. You know, obviously you're going to respond when the situation's right. You've got to stand up for yourself and take pride in yourself like Haglund did there against Voracek. But I think for the most part, we've done good at making good reads on when it's time to intervene and create it, mix it up a little bit. But obviously, you know, we understand that they've got a pretty lethal power play and we don't want to give them more opportunities than we have to.
You know, Ryan, how about the differences between Tortorella and Vigneault? Because you've been a different guy this year. You've been much more of an offensive defenseman than you were in the past. I mean, I think you scored 14 or 15 goals. You've had some shorthanded goals this year. How about that aspect? Because it just seemed it was all defense, defense, defense under Tortorella, and it's been much more of a wide-open type team under Vigneault. How about that, Ryan?
Well, I think the way the game's played nowadays, it's tough to score goals. And we found out in my past couple of playoff runs, you know, it's tough to create offense in the playoffs. And you need a good mix of skill and skating and speed, good playmakers and good finishers. So here with this team, the way it's built, we've got a good mix of all that. And we've got a coach who's put a system here that, you know, he's willing to live with mistakes and understand that mistakes will happen. But, you know, on the hindsight, it's a lot more creative. It's a lot more speed, utilizing the skill that we have up front to try and be creative, be offensive. And, you know, he's pushing us to try new things and get up the ice and make sure that, you know, we're doing the job on both sides, defensively and offensively.
We're talking to Ryan McDonough of the Rangers. Does it make a difference to you, whether it's Mason, whether it's Emery, the whole Philadelphia goaltending situation?
No, I don't think it does. I think anybody on our team would say the same thing. You know, Emery played really well in game two, stood his head there and probably stole the game for him. You know, we were able to find some success in game three against him, and we'll see what happens. I haven't heard yet if it's going to be Mason or Emery, but for us, I don't think our mindset's going to change. We got to, you know, we put a lot of pucks on Emery in game three, and it turned into this is some success for us, and we're going to have to do the same to Mason, mix up, put some traffic in him, and definitely got to get to the second and third opportunities.
You know, it took a while, but Marty San Luis looks like he's finally found his game. I mean, I think so far in these first three games against Philly, he's been your best player. I mean, he's really been outstanding. He's had a couple goals. He's been skating all over the ice. He's, you know, a part, of course, of that top line with Stepan and Nash. How about San Luis? You think he's finally got his feet under him here now as a Ranger, Ryan?
Yeah, I do. I think he's, you know, he definitely feels comfortable with his line mates and with everybody in the room, the coaching staff. You know, the way he prepares, you know, it was only a matter of time. And obviously we know, you know, his experience, his playoff experience especially, he finds ways to make an impact on a consistent basis. And, you know, he scored some goals here, but he's also, you know, played a lot of minutes defensively for us and made some big plays on that end as well. And, you know, you see him continually working on his game here in between these games in the playoffs, and he only wants to get better and only wants to make an impact every time he's out there. So it's great for us to have him, and we're definitely going to need it to continue for sure.
You guys have been a great road team all year long. You showed that in game three. Why do you think you guys have been so good away from Madison Square Garden?
I don't know if there's any pinpoint answer for that. You know, we don't change our forecheck or change our D-zone structure just because we're on the road. For whatever reason, you know, we've got a good battle mindset. Maybe it's just, you know, us against, you know, the Flyers and the 18,000 fans, you know, screaming against us that gets us going and gets us really focused. But, you know, whatever each one of us is doing to prepare, we've got to continue that and make sure it happens here for game four.
Did it almost help you, you know, you guys have been so good on the road. Did it almost help you that you opened the season playing nine straight road games? I know you only went 3-6 in those first nine. But, I mean, did that almost help you, you know, be a very good road team playing all those games right away from the Garden?
Well, that's a long ways to look back, but I think we found out a lot about our team and what it's going to take to win games. I mean, it just so happened we were on the road, and, you know, you learn to deal with momentum changes. You know, if you give up a goal, you know, those next few shifts are really important. Maybe try and slow the game down, take a couple whistles, you know, quiet down the crowd to really kind of get your game back to, you know, where we want to play, and that's, you know, being fast and being offensive and stuff. But, you know, those early games, we learned a lot about our team and what it takes, you know, what it takes for us to be successful.
You know, before I let you go, do you like these ridiculous 12 noon starts? 12 noon start at the Garden on Easter Sunday. Now you got another 12 noon start coming up Sunday in Game 5. I mean, to me, that's absurd. I mean, from the players' aspect of it, I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing in your mind?
I don't know. I've never, you know, minded the early games. It kind of brings you back to, you know, your days as a kid where you kind of just, you know, went to the rink in the morning and got ready for a game. So in that aspect, it's good. You don't have to think as much throughout the day. You don't have the morning skate and the morning meetings to, you know, get through and stuff and prepare. You wake up, you've already had your meetings, you have a good breakfast, and you head to the rink, you know, ready to go, and you're fresh right off the top of your morning. So I think there's a good – our guys especially, I don't think, mind it. We play really well in those morning games, seem to find some good legs, and we're going to need to continue.
Just can't stay out too late Saturday night. That's the only difference. Got to go to bed
early. No, exactly.
Hey, good luck. You're up 2-1. We'll see if you can seal the deal. Thank you very much for coming on, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Keep it going, all right, man?
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Ryan.
Take care. Ryan McDonough of the Rangers. All right, 877-337-6666. Joe and Evan in the midday. We'll break here. Got lots more to do. Beringo Roberts back after this.